Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Taiwan is losing bridges in Central America. The Taiwan Friendship Bridge in Costa Rica was originally a gift from the Taiwanese government. There's now a motion to officially remove Taiwan from the name. It's a sign of the times. Taiwan's influence in Central America has waned amid Beijing's growing interest in the region. Written by Justin Olsvik, published in Sup China, read to you by Cliff Larson. Guanacaste, Costa Rica. Spanning the sluggish Tempisque River in the western reaches of Costa Rica, a bridge connects the isolated Nicoya Peninsula with the mainland in one of the country's poorest regions. Almost 800 meters in length, signs fixed to the banks sternly warn against swimming in the coffee-colored current due to an abundance of crocodiles. Nearby, a granite slab inscribed in three languages, Spanish, English, and traditional Chinese, designates the structure's name, Taiwan Friendship Bridge. Ask a local, though, and you might instead hear its colloquial moniker, delivered with a sheepish smile, Puente de la Puñalada, Backstab Bridge. Inaugurated in 2003, the $27 million U.S. dollar bridge was paid for by Taiwan, widely considered a gift for continued relations. It was rechristened in the minds of Ticos, the affectionate, self-bestowed slang for Costa Ricans. Just 4 years later, however, when Costa Rica shifted formal diplomatic recognition from Taipei to Beijing. Within a year, ground had broken for the $110 million U.S. dollar National Football Stadium in downtown San Jose, completely built and fully funded, of course, by the People's Republic of China. The switch seemed, at least on the surface, at ideological odds with Costa Rican society. The Isthmus nation prides itself on its strong democratic ideals, ranking 8th on the planet for world press freedom and tying Austria for strength of democracy. However, like much of the world, the economic incentives of aligning with Beijing have proven too enticing to ignore. Aside from the new stadium, China almost immediately delivered an additional $130 million U.S. dollars in aid, purchased $300 million U.S. dollars in Costa Rican bonds, and established a scholarship program in the country. By 2011, a free trade agreement was signed, and China rose to become Costa Rica's second largest trading partner. In 2018, Costa Rica became a signatory of the Belt and Road Initiative, and new infrastructural projects are underway, not the least of which being the expansion of the San Jose-Limon Highway, financed with a nearly $500 million Chinese loan. Costa Rica's break with Taiwan was a significant blow for the island. Before the switch in 2007, it was one of just 25 nations maintaining diplomatic relations, 12 of which were in Central America and the Caribbean. Among these countries, Costa Rica was one of the wealthiest and most influential, a key asset in their fight for global recognition. Taiwanese academics stressed at the time that this might result in a domino effect of nearby countries switching allegiance. Chinese state media agreed, describing Costa Rica as playing a pivotal role as a platform for China's economic and diplomatic expansion into the region. Both Taiwanese academics and Chinese strategists have proven to be correct. In the 15 years since Taiwan's Central American bulwark has begun to crack, neighboring countries, Panama, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, and Nicaragua, have all since switched recognition to mainland China, the most recent in just 2021. Today, the number of countries that extend formal diplomatic recognition to Taiwan has dwindled to just 14, half of which are in Central America and the Caribbean. Burning bridges. Not 100 meters from the rusted twin poles that once flew Taiwanese and Costa Rican flags, Jorge Costilla is slinging granizados, a cloying sweet mixture of syrup, caramel, condensed milk, and shaved ice. His lime green shirt matches the other salesmen milling around, emblazoned with a logo proclaiming Vendors Association of the Taiwan Friendship Bridge. He's been hawking the icy treat here for 20 years, since the bridge was opened, and witnessed firsthand the impact it had on his home.
People felt very good toward Taiwan, he said. When the bridge was opened, on one hand, it completely benefited tourism. 100% there was a benefit for the peninsula, but not for the workers like us. When the ferry was there, we worked there, we had businesses there.
While infrastructural gifts are a regular diplomatic strategy for both Taiwan and mainland China, the questionable long-term benefits for the locals are common criticism. The companies contracted for construction hail from the donor country, which also typically imports a labor force. By Castillo's estimation, only 10% of the workers on the bridge were Costa Rican. Castillo taps his fingers on his steel cart for emphasis.
So it benefited tourism, but harmed the worker. Thank God more people have come because of the bridge, so we have the option to work here now.
Now, a bill working its way through the Costa Rican legislative system threatens to help erase the relationship that once existed. File 22370, originally proposed in January 2021, pushes to change the name of the bridge to the Friendship Bridge, Emmanuel Ajoy Chan. Notably, the bill doesn't acknowledge Taiwan as part of the current name, referring to the bridge's current name as the Friendship Bridge, as opposed to the Taiwan Friendship Bridge. The proposal states that it seeks to honor Emmanuel Ajoy Chan, who previously served as a deputy for the Guanacaste province and was instrumental in striking the bridge deal with Taiwan. He passed away on December 10, 2020. To fully understand the peculiarity of this proposal, one must understand the cultural importance of Tiko landmarks. There is no address system in Costa Rica in a traditional sense. Buildings have no numbers, and roads often have no names. A typical address might be 100 meters south of St. Mary's Church, or 300 meters west of the Coca-Cola plant. To not know the landmark in your area is to quite literally not know where you are. As such, the naming of Tiko landmarks requires consultation with the National Commission of Nomenclature, a governing body that assesses proposals based on a series of pre-established requirements. Requirements that File 22370 falls well short of. The commission noted that to name something eponymously, a person needs to have been deceased for at least 5 years. File 22370 was submitted 35 days after Chan's passing. Furthermore, changing the name of an existing landmark is only justified if the current name is in duplicate or inappropriate. The Taiwan Friendship Bridge checks neither box. 20 years later, we cannot come and change its name, says Avania Rodriguez, president of the Nomenclature Commission. We cannot look at the weather vanes and just say another name is coming. The current name has not suffered any demerit, and it is well placed. But back in Guanacaste, Jorge Castillo is fine with the name change. The belief is that Taiwan just gave it away, he said. But it was not so much like that. We gave them permits for harvesting fish and shrimp. The stadium was the same. It's more like a transaction. Although I'm going to need a new shirt, he laughed, tugging at the Taiwanese logo on his fluorescent polo. Ultimately, the motion passed a preliminary vote 5-2 in the Congressional Legal Commission. In a live stream of the proceedings, Representative Rocío Alfaro was the only elected official present that seemed to make any effort to address the island-sized elephant in the room. There's no need to create a controversy of this nature by approving something that we know in advance would not be right, she said, explaining her vote against the bill. In the course of the 41-minute broadcast, the word Taiwan was not uttered a single time. Taiwan's future in Central America. A 5-minute walk from the legislative halls where the motion was passed, a weathered sign hangs from the second story of a nondescript building. Bad Bunny sometimes emanates through the floor from a street-level restaurant serving 2-for-1 margaritas. Here is the office of David Chiang, who's from Taiwan but has lived in Costa Rica for 25 years. Most recently, he's been serving as president of the Taiwanese Association of Costa Rica.
We believe that it would be a political intervention if they managed to change the name of the bridge, he responded over email. And we suppose that, after all that, they're going to ask for a donation to repair the bridge.
Based on the structure's deteriorating condition since the 2012 earthquake and China's track record in the region, his hypothesis has merit. The National Stadium, after all, is just a few blocks away.
For us, Beijing is very welcome here, he said. The problem is that while they participate, we, referring to the Taiwanese, get kicked out.
For Taiwanese passport holders in Costa Rica and around the world, these geopolitical chess games have real-world consequences. Chiang estimates that the membership in his association has declined 60% since 2010, as families have decided to return to Taiwan.
Since currently we do not have a Taiwan office in Costa Rica, Nicaragua, El Salvador, or Panama, it makes it very difficult for us to legalize documents or change our passports, he said. The nearest Taiwanese embassy is in Honduras. When we need help from our government, we have no one to ask.
In the wake of Nicaragua severing of relations last year, Honduras, Guatemala, and Belize renewed their commitment to the island. Meanwhile, in Costa Rica, the motion for rebranding the Taiwan Friendship Bridge moves for discussion by a plenary meeting that remains unscheduled as of now. Until then, the stone monument remains proclaiming the fraternal ties of Costa Rica and Taiwan. In a symbol of these times, one that is perhaps a bit too on the nose, cracks spiderweb across the stone surface and directly threw the words friendship in Chinese. None of the seven members of the Congressional Legal Commission that voted on file 22370 responded to requests for comment. You've been listening to Taiwan is Losing Bridges in Central America, published in SubChina, written by Justin Olsvik. Justin Olsvik is a Canadian freelance journalist and photographer, most commonly based between Canada and China. He studied journalism at Tsinghua University and also holds an engineering degree from the University of Alberta. His favorite kind of story entails breaking down some kind of cultural quirk and connecting it to the broader idea. This article was read to you by Cliff Larson.